for Skechers, the perfect mix of comfort and style. There's a shoe for everyone. I said, 1, 2, 3, are you ready for this? 1, 2, 3, are you ready for this? Gather around on the radio now for the Husey and Kate catch-up.
Yes, good afternoon, Husey and Kate. He's driving you home for your midweek afternoon.
Yeah, I'm staring at the nub of a carrot. Katie has eaten a carrot down to the nub.
I'm trying to keep myself so on the straight and narrow, but when I came in today, you'd brought me Krabby Patties.
Which are fish sticks or crab sticks.
Stunning. Battered. So delicious.
Seafood sticks.
I need a little treat.
Tell you
and
what,
then
Jack is getting very judgmental over there.
He always has been.
No, but now
he's a very judgmental
now,
person.
He's at the gym every day. And have a look at how buff he looks.
I know, he's never looked better.
God,
that's why he's judgmental.
Well, I'm trying. We're doing this as a team, and you know, I thought we were.
Yeah, but Jack, there's
no I in team, guys.
I couldn't, but there is an A in fat, and so if it wasn't for the fat, we'd have no challenge left in life.
Mm. What was there being an A in fat got to do anything?
Well, that's what I'm working on. Not so much the I in team.
Now, hey,
yes.
Big show coming up, no doubt.
Yes.
Husey, we have a problems on tonight.
Oh, yes, the double episode of Husey.
Well
we have a
done problem. Last night.
Yeah, it was great.
What are you going to back it up with tonight?
We've got Pete Hallier, Luke McGregor, Susie Yusuf, and Poe, as we've already discussed with Tommy and Carrie. Poe.
Her last name.
Her last name.
Go on.
Poe from MasterChef.
We just discussed it with Carrie and Tommy. Give it to me.
Poe. Long Yao.
Ling Yao.
Ling Yao.
Yeah,
close.
Yeah, very close. Good on you.
Is good enough. Oh, she's brilliant. So that's disrespectful.
Yeah, she's lovely.
That is disrespectful and I apologise. Poe.
Well,
she'll be busy.
So it's like this.
She'll be busy in her jam face cafe.
The same thing would happen if I asked you now to say Madonna's last name.
Cicciolina?
See, exactly. No.
Ciccioni. Something about a chicha.
Yeah. See, it's not disrespectful. It's just she's become a one-name artist.
Yes. Now, so Luke McGregor's coming on this show later on because then we're going to talk, are you allowed to scare people? And we're going to replay when you scared me.
My husband's forbidden me from scaring him.
I had no idea that he was in
No lights on in our house.
What are you laughing at? You're laughing because it's funny because it's true, Jack?
No. Kate's got a very infectious laugh.
Is that why you're laughing?
That's why I'm laughing.
Yeah, she's lead you into a trap.
People who won't let you scare them.
So we'll get to that later on.
Yes. And what else? Just all goodness. Why are you looking all distracted and strange?
So many rundowns here.
New member of your family coming.
Days.
That's ridiculous.
Maybe.
When we come back to get bubbles or not get bubbles, that is the question. So, yes.
Find out who Bubbles is.
Well, yes. You didn't see the TV show last night. Bubbles was introduced to me.
I saw a very cute.
Bubbles was on my lap.
Really? How did your wife feel?
She fell in love with me and Bubbles.
Really?
She fell in love with Bubbles. She loves Bubbles more than me. Anyway, we're going to come back. We're going to talk.
And it's Coincidental Wednesday.
Yes, absolutely.
All right, don't go anywhere. Bubbles chat next. It's Husey and Kate driving
you
home.
We can go somewhere, but make sure you come back.
Yeah, please do.
We'll help you get where you're going.
Yeah.
Husey and Kate.
So, Katie, last night, Husey, we have a problem on the channel. It's on again tonight. It's a special one.
A new episode again tonight.
New episode tonight after MasterChef.
It's become like a mini series.
Well, it's
hasn't
the final
it?
One of the series tonight.
Which I like. We can binge watch you.
Yeah, absolutely. So that's tonight. But last night, we had an audience problem from someone who wasn't allowed to have a dog in their flat. And we got the person to sit on stage and we rang the property manager.
Oh, did you?
And he eventually agreed, yes, she could have a dog in the flat. And the dog we'd brought out was a dog called Bubbles. Here's a little bit of audio, I think me talking about Bubbles.
Bubbles is available for adoption right now.
I love Bubbles.
You love Bubbles.
I love Bubbles.
She'd get along really well with Barkley.
Barkley and Bubbles
together.
I've
seen Barkley.
All right, you know what I'm hearing here? If your property manager says no to you...
You're going to adopt
Bubbles. I'm
going
to take Bubbles home.
Oh. Anyway, the property manager said yes, but we've since heard in between the filming of the episode and now that the lady in question, Flavia, she lived in Queensland. The show's filmed in Sydney. Mm. So she found a rescue dog at her in Brisbane. She found
Why
a rescue dog in prison.
Why is so complicated on your show?
Well, so you've got to get...
So now poor Bubbles.
Bubbles is stuck, we believe.
Is Bubbles a girl?
Well, let's talk to Denise, who brought Bubbles out on Channel 10 last night. Denise at paws.com.au, if you're in the Sydney area and would like a rescue
P-A-W-S.
Dog.
P-A-W-S.
Yes. Denise, Bubbles is still available for adoption, is that right?
Yes, she is, Husie. She's got to have surgery on her leg.
Oh, gee. Well, don't adopt her before someone else has paid for that, is what I'm hearing, Denise. Correct?
Yeah. Hang on. So the surgery has to be done soon. Is that right?
Yeah. Tomorrow she has x-rays on all of her legs.
Yeah.
To find out what the real problem is. Because she was a little bit chubby when we got her.
Yeah,
and we had
chubby.
To get the weight off.
Right.
Before she could have any surgery.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So the vets are going to operate tomorrow and we'll work out a plan.
So, all right. So once we work out the plan for Bubbles' operations,
mm-hmm.
Bubbles is ready to be adopted after that.
Yes.
All right. Now, Denise, very interesting. During this conversation, off air, before the show, Husie was all like, I think I'm going to adopt Bubbles.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, absolutely I was.
But now I think, is Bubbles going to be complicated?
No, Bubbles is not complicated.
The reason that I ask, not that Bubbles is not worth it, but Husie won't be doing any of the complicated stuff. I'd like you to meet the woman who will be doing the complicated stuff.
My wife was watching the TV last night Holly, you fell in love with Bubbles as well, didn't you?
Absolutely. I was very concerned about Bubbles. Bubbles looked like he was a bit unsure of why
he
was sitting on your lap.
It's a she.
Was sitting on her lap.
She wouldn't be the first creature called Bubbles to look uncertain sitting on Husie's lap, Holly.
I walked right into that one, didn't I?
Hang on, Denise. What did you say, Denise?
I said we're warm.
I'm warm.
No, they're mean.
Oh, they're mean. They are mean, Denise. I'm used to it. I'm punch drunk. I'm like dead inside from the meanness which comes at me from home and from work.
Husie's a bit like a rescue dog himself,
I am.
Denise.
Yeah, I'm shaky as well. Yeah. But Bubbles is ready to be. I'm really Holly. You've heard there could be.
So yes, and you know, I think for starters. Dave, we should probably pay for Bubbles' surgery because Bubbles has had such a great role in your show. My concern with Bubbles is that we have a dog who's very aggressive and I wonder how...
Yes.
He's a bit grumpy. He's just an old dog.
I don't think he's a bad dog. Oh, Denise,
Barkley's a bit bitey.
He's not going to be biting Bubbles. He won't bite Bubbles.
Does he get along with other dogs?
Does Barkley get along
with... No, he doesn't get along with anyone.
No, he doesn't get along with puppies.
He doesn't like puppies. He might like Bubbles. If Bubbles is like a submissive sort of dog, then he might like Bubbles.
Bubbles is not aggressive, is he, Denise?
She.
She.
She, sorry.
No, Bubbles is not aggressive. The only thing is she likes her food, so you have to feed her in a separate room.
She likes what?
Food.
Her food.
Yeah, everyone likes it. Every dog likes their food. It's very few anorexic dogs getting about, I wouldn't have thought.
What Denise is saying is that if she's going to fight, it'll be over food.
Yeah, no, they're definitely feeding separately.
Holly,
we're not feeding them in the same bowl.
God, you're a lovely person. You're not deterred by the fact that Bubbles could be pulling herself obese and pulling herself around on a skateboard for the next 10 years.
No, put that's not true.
Put the hand up to pay for the operation.
Because, Denise, God love you and your beautiful organisation and your love of dogs.
Denise at Paws.
At Paws. And you, Holly wife, and your heart as big as this great brown land. But I'd like to take some calls, Jack.
131060.
Should.
Just in the interest of due diligence.
Should I adopt or should me?
A rescue dog. Because I know that Jack refers to his dogs, his rescue dogs, as the two biggest mistakes of his life.
I do love them.
So what we're asking
And they're very
here,
well treated.
We're asking here, we're going to ask the audience, should I adopt Bubbles? Should me and Holly adopt Bubbles?
What could go wrong with a rescue dog? Because this is the thing, you don't know where they've come from. Like, Bubbles is beautiful.
Should we do it or not? We've got Barkley at home. There's a little bit bitey. Bubbles needs operations.
Cusy and Kate.
131060. Do you think Cusy would be happier with a new dog in his life called Bubbles?
Yeah, now my wife has always wanted a friend for Barkley, our bitey dog.
Why doesn't Barkley have any friends? Why doesn't Barkley, the bitey dog, have any friends?
He's not too bitey.
I myself, as you know, adore Barkley, and Barkley's come and stayed at our house.
Yes,
and he never. With our children.
I'm Barkley, the biting dog. Woof, woof.
He didn't bite any of you, did
Nobody. He?
He
was beautiful.
Yeah, so she's always been banging on about another dog, and I said we didn't need another dog. Then last night on Hughesy, we have a problem on Channel 10. It's on again tonight. Bubbles entered my life. Bubbles, the rescue dog. And Flavie, who was meant to take Bubbles home, hasn't...
I don't want to hear that story
right,
again.
Anyway, Bubbles available.
Okay.
Natalie, now these people I work with are trying to warn me off Bubbles by saying what could go wrong.
Well, I'm just saying, Natalie, he's already got one rescue dog who's proven to be bitey.
Oh, we love Buck. We've had him for 12 years.
He's
never eaten anyone.
The same way that mothers still love their children who are in jail for crimes. I understand that you love Barkley, but stuff can go wrong, can't it, Natalie?
It certainly can, but it's worth it anyway.
Thank you, Natalie. What is your rescue?
Nice to hear.
Your rescue dog done?
I have a 9-month-old Mastiff Cross Wolfhound. So
that's
basically
a
horse.
Yes.
He's massive. He has recently taken to digging, which is fun, but his most recent activity is pulling clothes off the clothesline.
And he can reach everything.
He can, so he can't exactly wind it up far enough, but... Came home the other night and he'd ripped a pair of pants off the clothesline, and he ripped the ass right out of them.
Yeah.
Oh, no, Natalie.
So he's turned them into chaps.
But you still love him.
Absolutely.
Oh, yeah, you know what I'm hearing?
He's only a few months in.
But also, he's a big dog. Bubbles is a little dog. And you know what they say about kids, little problems, big dogs, big
problems. Big kids, big problems.
Yes, absolutely.
So you're saying little dogs, little problems.
Little problems with Bubbles. Mm. But she said do it, didn't she?
Yes. All right, Katie.
What do you say?
I say yes, 100%.
Have you got rescue dogs?
Yes, I have 2 rescue dogs.
And you've never had a qualm with them, Katie?
Oh, I've had qualms with them.
Oh, yes.
10% I've had qualms with them.
Okay, well, we want to hear the nature of the qualms before the ringing endorsement of how brilliant it is to have a rescue dog. Because we like the pain and the pleasure on this show, Katie.
Oh, that's understandable.
That's life.
Well, my qualms were because my dogs, they're both Bull Mastiff Cross Staffy.
Yeah. As well, what's with the Mastiffs?
Well, they're,
they're
so big and they're expensive to feed.
How's their health?
Their health is quite good. One of them was hit by a car recently, so he doesn't have a front leg at the moment. But
you'll never have another front leg, will you? I mean, you're not going to.
What do you know, Katie, that we don't know?
I would just say I 100% would recommend adopting another dog. Getting a second dog into my life was just absolutely amazing.
Thank you,
Katie.
I had problems with them, but...
Yep, thank you.
Katie, riddle me this. Who did the dog lose its leg with you or before you got the dog?
No, it was kind of with us, but kind of not with us.
Who paid for the amputation?
Me.
Yeah, okay. but you've got pet insurance. You need pet insurance these days, don't you?
Do you?
I think so. I think a lot of people have got it now.
Yeah.
Have you got it, Jack?
Yeah.
Friends of mine have got 2 border collies have got pet insurance and they use it nearly once a month.
We're leaning towards
it. They eat the hose.
Oh, yeah. Everything.
Now, Kim, you have got a rescue dog?
Yes, I do. Her name's Phoenix, and she's adorable. She's amazing. She's so loving, but she eats her own poop.
Oh, well, that's handy.
Dear.
That's good.
What's happened in her past?
So she was she used to be a breeding dog, and apparently it's very natural for mothers to clean up after their own babies in the wild for help avoid predators.
But so you never have to clean up her poop because she does it herself. That's like
we try and stop her from doing it.
What about when she wants to lick you awake in the morning?
Oh, well, yeah, we try to.
You accept that the dogs are going to have
Kim,
stuff.
What about when they vomited up in the house, though? That's happened to me.
Oh, no, she's pretty good. She doesn't throw up a lot. So
2 biggest mistakes of his life, Kim, Jack's talking about.
Nah, rescue dogs are the best. Don't listen to him.
Look, you know what
people
I
love it.
I can't believe this.
No, they
love
it. Can I speak to Courtney, I believe, may have adopted a dog from Denise, who we spoke to. Courtney.
Would you like to speak to Denise again, by the way?
Well, I think we're trying to get Denise back.
Okay,
but Courtney, did you adopt a dog from Denise? Is that right? At Paws.
Yeah, that's correct. So my little dog's name is Toasty, and he's the absolute light of my life. He was very sick before I got him, and they put all the work into him just so he could meet me and fill that hole that I had inside. And the universe is a better place. So you should definitely adopt Bubbles, because if Toasty can do that for me, then Bubbles can do that for you.
I'm hearing a lot of illness.
And no, but I'm hearing holes being filled.
So am I, actually. You know? And my I'm also hearing holes being dug.
And my other dog digs holes, so maybe Bubbles will fill the hole that Barkley digs.
Oh, Denise is here.
Denise, we've had a lot of phone calls. Some things can go wrong, but no one seems to worry about what can go wrong with a rescue dog. So, Denise?
Yes?
We want Bubbles.
Yeah. Yay!
Bubbles!
Thank you!
Bubbles is coming
lots
home.
Of troubles.
So what we need is...
But we don't mind.
Bubbles has his operation, then I believe she has an operation, and then I believe Jet Pets might have to get involved here. They're the best way for you to move your animals around this great country. Jet Pets.
Would you not even... even pay to fly... your new dog
I will pay
wherever you happen to be doing a gig at that time.
I will pay, but I mean...
Then why are you name-checking a company that you're hitting up and you're insisting that Denise at Paws pay for the operation that Bubbles
Denise, we will... My wife has said we will pay for the operation for Bubbles, all right? Or do you do you have insurance for that sort of thing or not? What?
Charity. Yeah, all right. I rely on donations.
Yes, Denise, we're going to pay. We will pay for Bubbles from now on for the rest of his hopefully long life. We are going to pay for Bubbles. Sorry.
Husey and Kate.
It's Husey and Kate driving you home this afternoon.
Oh, Husey. Jack's done it again.
What's he done?
He's found that West Ham soccer team. Football team.
West Ham United.
EPL.
Thank you.
Yeah. Premier League. Yeah.
Well, they've got together and they've sung a theme song.
Have they?
For you and Bubbles, your new dog.
Right. Mm. I'm forever I didn't understand a word. Something I heard. Bubbles.
I'm
forever blowing bubbles.
Yeah, pretty bubbles in the air. They fly so high, they reach the sky, and like my dreams, they fade and die.
Yeah, right.
Isn't that lovely? We're going to play that every time you mention Bubbles.
Now my children have. I spoke to them. They're over the moon. They want to meet. They're already worked out the succession plan for when Barkley dies, and then Bubbles has the whole thing to himself or herself.
Who said that?
They're obsessed.
Wouldn't have been Raph.
They're obsessed.
It was one of the girls, wasn't
it? Obsessed with Barkley.
It was one of the girls, wasn't it? It wasn't Raph. Am I correct?
It was one of the girls.
Yeah, I knew it was one of the girls.
The youngest one. She's just...
God, we're good, aren't we? Just women.
You all just count down the days, don't you?
Yeah. Well, you know. Why do you think we live longer than you? You know the old joke. Yeah. Why do men die before their wives?
Because they want to?
Yes.
All right, coming up next, Google.
I've got something to play you. That I think you won't believe. I didn't want to like it, but now I love it. But it's also hastening our demise as a species.
Well, that's
and of course it's got to do with Google.
Well, of course it does.
Mustier stuff. Yeah. It's coming up next. Husey and Kate.
Husey and Kate.
Coming up very soon, the very funny Luke McGregor is going to be joining us in the studio.
Superstar.
Oh, what a treat.
Absolutely. Creator, co-creator of Rosehaven, international hit comedy.
Yes.
And he's on Husey Web Problem tonight. But it was an issue from that. And I blame you, actually, Kate.
Me?
I blame you for what is, for me getting in trouble with some of my colleagues.
Do you know what I blame you for? Having a show. Having a successful show.
No, but I do, friendships could be ending because of the way you have conditioned me to treat other people. Mm.
You know what you need?
What?
You need a robotic helper.
Well, sure. Yes, we've got a robo vacuum. That's
all right.
Been
this
no
is
good.
The next. Oh, I thought you loved it.
Yeah, just it's not really working anymore. It took off. You open the door and it just takes off and heads off.
Well,
so
you
tries to escape.
No one loves being a slave.
No.
Do they? You know what they say, no servant loves their master.
did not know they said that.
All right. Has Google overcome this problem with their new invention, the robot assistant? What?
Yeah, what? Well, I don't know what you're talking about.
Did you say robot assistant? Yeah,
well,
I did.
Yeah, so what is it?
Okay, so you want to make a hair appointment, but who can be bothered talking to the hair salon? You get your robot assistant to do it. Have a listen.
So how can I help you?
Hi, I'm calling to book a women's haircut for a client. I'm looking for something on May 3rd.
Sure, give me 1 second.
Mm-hmm.
Sure, what time are you looking for around?
At 12 p.m.
So they've even programmed it. Did you hear it go, mm-hmm?
Yeah, I heard it.
Yes.
And uh-huh.
Yes, they've programmed it.
So that's a computer doing that.
For all of that, yes, it's your robot assistant.
But listening to what the person is saying and responding...
Yes.
Appropriately.
Exactly. Now, therein lies perhaps a slight problem. So remember when Apple, I think, did their face recognition thing to unlock your phone? And then it turned out that in China that people could unlock each other's phones because the technology was so white and Western that they hadn't taken that into account. Well, that's what they were accusing Apple of at the time.
Being racist.
Well...
Not recognising one Chinese person being different to another Chinese person.
Okay.
A-grade racism.
I think it's just not technologically as sharp as it will be one day.
You can be an apologist for them if you want to.
Anyway, I think that Google's robot assistant has a similar problem.
Well, I can imagine.
So have a listen when he tries to make a restaurant booking.
How may I help you?
Hi, I'd like to reserve a table for Wednesday the 7th.
For 7 people?
It's for 4 people.
4 people? When?
Next night? Wednesday at 6 p.m.
Oh, actually we reserve for like 5 people. For 4 people you can come.
How long is the wait usually to be seated?
When tomorrow or weekday or?
For next Wednesday, the 7th.
It's pretty good.
Yeah, but I mean it's...
But it's not good enough.
But also if you're, you know, if the restaurant is, you know, run by people who where English is their second language...
Which is often the case because
they do the
we
best
love
food.
All the cuisines of the world, yes.
The best food is created by people whose English isn't their first language.
Exactly.
There's no doubt about it.
And the iPhones, by the way, too.
They're built by people who...
Yes, yes.
Yeah, absolutely.
Mm.
And the labour is, you know, they... anyway, so what's our point? It's we're anti it. I am
I
anti
don't, it. I don't think it's the future is coming.
It's not coming that fast. We still haven't got our jetpacks. Where are they? Seriously, I need a haircut. I really need...
The Husey and Kate catch up.
Oh, yes. Good afternoon, Husey and Kate. Driving you home this afternoon. If you're just joining us, we have a new member of the family. His name is Bubbles.
Her name.
Oh, sorry.
Her
Bubbles
name.
Got to change that name.
Give us a song again. The Western. Hard to understand. When Bubbles.
You sing it because it's hard to understand.
Pretty Bubbles in the air.
Pretty, pretty Bubbles in the air. Pretty
Bubbles. Bubbles in the air.
So hard. You sing it, Jack. I can't understand.
The sky. They fade and die.
And it goes
was
on.
It mocking it. Some particular player or something? What is
no,
that?
No, no, no. It's just their theme song.
That's their theme song.
That's the West Ham.
West Ham. Why are they forever blowing bubbles?
I don't know the big backstory.
That's so negative about their own team.
So that's their theme song.
Do they
song?
Never win?
Like dreams, they fade and die. Fortune's always hiding. I've looked everywhere. I'm forever blowing bubbles.
But they are hopeless.
Yes, they're not.
So their theme song's about how bad they are.
And they are. They live up
that's
to
amazing,
it.
It's amazing, isn't it?
Well, it's
I find
bad.
It fascinating in sports culture how people do that, how they love to hate on their own teams that they adore.
Well, you have to.
When they're going badly.
It's the only way you can get by. Now, Katie, so Bubbles is going to be in our life.
Yes. I would hope so. You're adopting her.
We are adopting Bubbles. So, who's a rescue dog? Now, but tonight, this is the last episode of this series.
Thank goodness.
Yeah, I understand that. I understand that. Believe me. You think thank goodness. I think thank goodness.
No. Who else thinks thank goodness?
No, don't. Yeah. Seriously, come on. Help me out here. Seriously, be a team player.
I am a team player.
We've got Luke McGregor about to come
in.
Luke McGregor about to come in, one of Australia's best comedians.
Yes.
And I am blaming you for what I attempted to do to him.
Oh, dear.
For tonight's episode Husey, we have a problem after MasterChef.
I don't see how I'd be involved in that incident.
Well, it will get him in here and I'll explain it all to him. I'll apologise to him, but
is
I'll also...
Is he here?
Yes, he's behind you.
Oh. Yeah.
Well, exactly. It's in relation to that.
Husey and Kate catch up.
Susie and Kate driving you home this afternoon. Extra special treat this week because we've got another episode of Husey, We Have a Problem. It's happening tonight after MasterChef.
It is the final episode
I wondered how I was going to get through today without another episode of your show.
You're a bad person.
I love your show, but I've never heard in the history of television that they put a show on two consecutive nights.
No, but you don't watch MasterChef's on again tonight. So, you know, and so is The Voice, probably.
Anyway, guys, it's great to be here.
Luke McGregor, who is on the final episode, so we're happy about that. This guy's so funny tonight.
Not because I was that bad it got cancelled or anything.
Yeah, that's right.
No, it's being renewed.
Oh,
so,
okay, great.
Yeah.
I was used to having it on every night. Suddenly, I'll go to my TV tomorrow night. It won't be on. I blame you, Luke
It will
McGregor.
Be repeated on Friday night, so you will see. It'll be one night off.
We could all catch up and do a panel together or something.
Now,
I'd love that.
Yeah, well, it's great to have you in here. Tonight, you've got you, Peter Hallier, Po Ling Yao, and Susie Yusuf.
That's a very good line.
Danny Green, champion boxer, comes in. He's got
What's his problem?
Aggression. So he needs What he does to an Anthony Mundine cutout is we seem to be believed.
Really?
Also, Nathan Phillips.
Hashtag
from
me too.
Wolf Creek and Snakes. Well, yes. And Snakes. And Snakes on a Plane. Nathan Phillips comes in as well. So that's big.
I thought you were going to say Samuel L. Jackson. When you say Snakes on a Plane, the name I think of is
Samuel L. Jackson.
The Aussie guy who's in the film.
Our guy. I love Nathan Phillips.
Yeah, he's brilliant.
Yeah,
no doubt. Now,
if we couldn't have got him, we would have got Samuel L. Jackson instead. But
of course.
To the top.
Thank goodness he was available.
No doubt we do. We shared a plane ride with Nathan, didn't we?
We did, huh?
No snakes on that plane, although there were snakes in the studio, wasn't there? How do you go with snakes?
Not good.
You didn't know there was going to be snakes,
did
you?
They're like spiders, but you can't get rid of them. Like, they're just scary and you just have to deal with it. Like
You didn't know there was going to be snakes, did you?
I didn't. I wouldn't have agreed to come on.
You're like Sash, our producer. Sash has got a proper phobia.
Yeah, I don't know if I've got a phobia, but every time I see them, I'm really scared. Now, so I guess it is a phobia.
Well, you have got an issue with being scared, and that's your problem for the show is?
It was that I can't, I watched a lot of horror films when I had a partner, and then my partner was, when we broke up, I was in a room by myself with all the horror films, but she wasn't there anymore, so I couldn't
You're
sleep.
You're scared.
Yeah, and I couldn't.
Whose idea was it, Luke McGregor, to watch a horror film
mine because she was in the bed I thought it was safe
you want to watch all these movies you'd never watched before because
exactly,
you were too scared
exactly because now right. I can and then when she left so now I can't sleep with a cupboard door open or a
no
door
so
open.
So you're single now but you've still got the thoughts of all these scary movies and so you're having trouble sleeping aren't you
you yes. need another girlfriend
If anyone's listening
they're lining up for this guy you know amazing man.
I can't see anyone outside.
Very. Not here, but once the word gets out.
Security's got to keep them at arm's length.
We didn't tell anyone you were coming on because we can't deal with it.
No, it's a reminiscent of when the Beatles toured this country in the 1960s.
We're not here to talk about the fact that he's hot and that women love him. Mm. We're here to talk about the fact he's single.
Happy to if you want to, though.
No. Here to talk about the fact you're single
and scared.
And when we found out that that was going to be his problem for the show, we thought, how can we scare him?
Oh, how perfect.
And look, I know that you didn't verbalise your anger or your disappointment at me, but internally and possibly to other people, you weren't happy with this, were you?
What you didn't know is that when I was about 2 years ago, when I was filming Rosehaven in Tassie, a security guard broke into my room at about 2 a.m. in the morning and just started snooping around. And I was thinking, I thought it was a burglar or something, someone here to murder me. And so I was sneaking through with whatever I think I had a coat hanger.
And, I do not know this.
And and ever since, and anyway, ended up being a security guard, but the fear of it has...
Was that supposed to be a joke?
No, it was a security guard. I thought there was a leaky tap in my room because someone was complaining upstairs.
I thought that's the opposite of what a security guard is supposed to do.
We did not do the research and we did not know about the security guard incident. So
it's been a real fear of mine. And then Dave said to my housemate...
What's been a fear of yours?
Well, that someone's going to break in. When we come back,
if you can hang around for a minute, Luke, we're going to come back and we're going to find out what I had planned for Luke McGregor, what I'd planned to happen in his house late at night for our show.
Things are always the best when they get dark. And also, this sounds like this has got overtures of darkness
We're going to speak to someone, a famous guy who was meant to be involved in this prank. And also, I'm going to apologise to you, but I'm going to play to you what prompted the prank. And Kate Langbrook is to blame for everything. All right, so come back.
We'll get to the bottom of all of this next.
Husey and Kate
still joined in the studio by Luke McGregor, who's going to be on Husey. We have a problem tonight. Channel 10 after MasterChef.
Thank goodness I was going through withdrawal.
It's the final episode tonight, Katie. We're not going to go down that path again. So don't miss it. It's an unbelievably funny episode involving Luke McGregor. But Luke, your fear is you don't like being alone in your room because you're worried about scary movies and you're true.
I'm worried someone's gonna bust in there and
You've
got quite a few neuroses like that, don't you?
That's one of them.
Your main one.
Yes. Okay.
So I didn't really know how deep the neuroses went, and when I found out that you lived with our very own Katie Tommy Little from the Tommy and Carrie show.
Thought that's what you really should be scared of, but apparently you're not.
Who's also featured on Husey We Have a Problem only last week with you, basically. Yes. And Tommy, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having us, guys. I'm surprised you had a phone line free. I thought it'd be women flocking after they heard McGregor was single, but it's nice to have snuck through.
Again, it's a very disappointing response.
but we didn't put the number out.
No.
Give a call.
Has anyone showed up at the house, Tommy? Or
There could be a line. I can't...
Yes, but Tommy, is it for you or Luke?
Hang on. Luke McGregor is very attractive. No one knows that. And Tommy knows that as well. I don't know what he's trying to do here. Now, Tommy, we need to get to this situation. I rang you a few weeks ago, didn't I? And what did I ask you to do?
You asked me to put on a clown, like a scary mask.
I didn't know about the clown scary mask thing.
I had to protect you, mate. I didn't tell you everything. You asked me to put on a scary, like, clown mask and film myself going into Luke's room in the middle of the night and
is that because you know Stephen King's It's the Worst Film in the World for Me?
It's a scary film.
Was that just a coincidence?
That was my childhood. That was one that sort of triggered all.
Yeah, no, that was a scary. When the balloon went against the wind.
Yes.
It floated against.
And you were going to do that in my bedroom.
I didn't realise how deep this went. But
and
Tommy
said no.
To the average person, it just would have been a really funny stunt. But to me,
now, Tommy, were you shocked that I requested that or not?
No, I wasn't shocked, but I knew it was not on. You know how you were talking earlier about bubbles and about...
the dog.
Yeah, and about rescue dogs and how rescue dogs are damaged, but you love them.
Yes,
right?
McGregor.
Luke McGregor is a rescue human.
Thanks, buddy. I think
he is beautiful.
I love him. I mean, I love you, mate. But that's what we've got.
Is he a bit shaky and you have to have him on your lap to sort of calm him down?
Quivering.
You've only got to do a couple of things with him, but one is not busting into his room with a clown mask on.
Yeah,
his
Tommy. There's a sign on my door that clearly says that, and a clown with a cross through it.
Tommy, you need to hear this, though. And Kate Lambrook, what you're saying now is you also get scared.
Yes, I'm so scared. You know, when my husband's away, I can't sleep. And I have to either put a child in the bed with me, which for some reason stops me being scared.
Katie, would you ever think about getting Luke over and he could get in bed with you and you could watch horror movies?
I did think about that, but I think that only thing you'd be more terrified of would be getting into bed with me.
Well, as long as you're not dressed as a clown, I'm fine to exchange calendar details.
Right. No, but I thought you were going to say as long as I'm not dressed.
We need to get to the point of how I got to wanting Tommy to do that to you, Luke, because I've lived with, well, I've worked with Kate Lambrook for 15 years and I am so punch drunk at things that have happened to me. This happened last year, all right? This is.
Bear in mind it was a lead up to Halloween.
It was not Halloween. It was like 6 weeks before Halloween. No
I was
one,
prepared.
In my mind, Halloween was 6 weeks away because it was 6 weeks away. Luke, this
and
imagine
Hughesy
this.
And I had walked down the stairs together after work. It was dark and we were talking and our cars were parked next to each other.
It was pitch black, mate. I pressed the button to get into my car thinking I'm going to back out and normally go home. And
he got in the car.
I got in the car and then I hear something from behind. I hear someone from behind.
In his car.
Who had been in my car already, obviously. Have a listen to what sounds I make. You've got to realize, I saw someone.
It was a man with a scream mask
and,
on.
Oh, and a sword in their hand. Have a listen to what I how I sound.
Sword.
Have a listen to what I how it sounded.
Baba.
In the car.
Fucking hell, that's why would you do that? What the f would you do that for? That is horrible. Why the f would you do that? I'll have a heart attack one day. I could have had a heart attack then. None of that was a good idea. None of that was a good idea. That, I could have a heart attack. No.
Thank you, love.
No. That's too, that's not
can you understand, thing. Luke, why I mean, obviously, I reacted really badly then.
Did the fun, carefree music in the background help?
That's right.
That wasn't on at the time. Okay, that was put in
no.
after.
And I did say to Hughesy, don't you ever do that back to me.
Yeah, because I thought having that experience, Dave, you go, well, I'll never do that to someone else.
But I can understand how people repeat behaviour that happens to them. I don't want to get deep here, but yes.
So.
Anyway, I'm sorry, Luke. I will never do that. And Tommy, I'll never ask you to do anything like that to Luke ever again.
It's definitely more. It's always more meaningful when you do it on air instead of on the phone in person. No,
but
it's,
Luke
it's fine,
and Tommy, I will ask both of you to help me do that to Hughesy.
It's okay because it's lucky, really. I would have roundhouse kicked the guy in the head as soon as I saw him. It's a real, you know, disaster averted.
So just before I let you guys go, are we still doing the other prank on Luke that we talked about?
Don't.
No, we can't.
What was
no,
that
we,
one?
No, there's no other prank.
What was that
there's
one?
No other prank.
I've already ordered them from China.
There's no other prank. You can't do that, no.
I'm moving out.
He's joking.
It is.
No
if I ever go on the show again, though, should I be really careful which problems I tell you? Should I say, like, oh, I'm really scared that a whole bunch of money's going to follow me.
You need to set it up.
Maybe you're scared that really attractive women are going to enter your, you know, like, I don't know. But they will anyway. There's no doubt. Is he getting a lot of action anyway, Tommy, just quietly?
He's getting heaps. I don't even bother learning their names anymore. I call them the days of the week.
And if by action you mean playing my Nintendo Switch, you are correct.
How's the pair of you working both sides of the street,
there's
though?
A sitcom.
Those guys living together.
There's
yeah.
a sitcom. Tommy and Luke.
Yes.
We mostly just watch Westworld together. It's about...
Wait, mate, don't tell him the truth.
I mean, we go to the West and pick up the whole world. Saved it, mate. Don't worry about it.
Good work. We'll see him tonight.
Tonight? What time? 8:30.
Probably 8:40 after MasterChef.
I think it's 8:48.
It's 8:48, all right.
8:48?
8:48.
TV guide. 8:48.
Get there at 8:47 just in case.
Hughesy and Kate.
It's Hughesy and Kate driving you home this afternoon, all thanks to Skechers, the perfect mix of comfort and style. There's a Skechers shoe for everyone.
Oh, my kids love their Skechers, and they love freaky facts, Katie. And are we going to do it? We're doing freaky facts when we come back?
Yeah, of course we are.
Oh, if you've got a little fact lover in your family, you can get involved,
yeah,
can't you?
13 10 60. Give us a call right now, and then when we come back, we'll have our very own freaky factor this Wednesday.
Super freaky fact.
Hughesy and Kate.
It's Wednesday, which means we've got to get some freaky facts.
Yeah.
It's a super freak, super freaky fact.
I'm not sure about
Zara. Is that the best intro you've ever had, ever?
Probably.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Not definitely. I appreciate that.
Not definitely. What better intro would you have had 10 years old?
I don't think I've had a better intro before.
Thank you, Sarah.
You might have had a shorter one, Mace. I think that was more about the person doing the intro than the actual person
introduced. A great build-up to Zara.
I feel like it's someone who's taken over the national anthem and trying to make it their own.
Oh, he's accusing me of being Roseanne Barr, Zara. Yep. You won't know what that means. You don't need to.
No, Roseanne
all
is back on TV.
All you need to know is that it's all about you, Zara.
Thank you.
Now, you're 10. We've said that, have we, Zara?
Yes, we have.
Yep,
yes,
great.
We have.
All right. So, and you've always loved facts.
Yes, I have.
Yeah, great. What year are you in at school? You grade five or?
I'm in year five. Yeah.
Yep. Year five. I like it.
All right. And what have you got for us as far as facts go, Zara? Are you ready to go?
Give us your first one. Fact number one.
So, in every episode of Seinfeld, that there's a Superman somewhere.
Super freaky fact.
I'm going to go read back and rewatch the 200 episodes or how many there was and look for the Superman.
Is it because there's a Superman on his fridge or something, Zara, or even in the episodes that are not set in his apartment, there's always a Superman, is there?
I'm pretty sure, yeah.
Well, there must be. Oh, it's your fact, Zara. Yeah, it's a good start. Are you a Seinfeld fan, Zara?
No, not really.
No,
fair enough. She knew that. That would be a freaky fact that would appeal to us.
I mean, the series wrapped up before she was born.
I mean, if she gave us a fact about polio, would you ask her if she was a fan of infectious diseases? I don't think so.
Yeah, but Seinfeld has a lot of fans where infectious diseases have no fans. So, yeah, thank you, Zara.
Now, all right, Zara.
Let's go for number two.
So my second fact is, the dance fever of 1518 was a month-long plague of inexplicable dancing in Strasbourg, in which hundreds of people danced for about a month for no apparent reason. Several of them danced themselves to death.
Super freaky fact!
That's incredible.
Do you know what you have just done? A, you've told us an amazing fact about a plague I never heard of before.
A dance fever
plague.
You've
also done a coincidental Wednesday because...
It's coincidental Wednesday.
Because we were just talking about infectious diseases and your next fact was about an infectious disease.
Absolutely.
What are the odds, Zara?
You know, that would possibly be the only infectious disease that did have fans.
Yes, dancing.
Right.
What was it called, Zara?
The Dance Fever.
The Dance Fever. I've heard of Saturday Night Fever, which is a great movie involving John Travolta. Have you seen that, Zara?
No, but I'm a good fan of John Travolta.
Oh, good.
I've also heard of Bieber Fever.
Would you prefer John Travolta or Bieber?
John Travolta.
Yeah, I like your style.
Really? Go with a classic, Zara.
Pulp Fiction or what movie?
Not Pulp Fiction.
No, probably not Pulp Fiction.
You haven't seen Pulp Fiction.
Have you seen
Grease?
You haven't seen Pulp Fiction, have you?
No, but I've seen Grease and I've been in the musical.
Have you? Did you play Sandy or Rizzo?
I was an extra at Kiddos Bank Arena.
On whose side were you on?
I was probably a pink lady.
Yeah, of course you
were. I don't
know
what any of that means.
Of course you were!
Let's go with fact number three.
So my last fact is the Guinness Book of Records holds the world record for being the most stolen book from public libraries.
Oh!
Super freaky fact!
It's a fact within a fact!
Yeah.
Oh, Zara!
Imagine if someone stole that book and then read out some of the facts for our... You didn't steal the Guinness Book of Records in the making of this segment, did you, Zara?
No.
No.
Zara Majorano, you are just... a piece of gold.
Superstar, no doubt.
Yeah.
Well,
love and it. You scored yourself. Thanks to Scholastic. You've got the Ella Diaries collection. That is how we do freaky facts. Don't forget, if you've got a freaky factor or you are one,
10 years old. How amazing are the children of this country?
The future is assured, Katie.
What happens between them and us? Where does it all fall apart?
No, we're great as well. I'm not.
Oh, no, I didn't mean literally us. Yeah, we're fantastic. I mean other people.
Well, the other scumbags are out there.
Hughesy and Kate catch up.
It's Hughesy and Kate driving you home this afternoon.
Welcome to our humble but very enjoyable little show where we keep you company wherever you're going.
Yeah, and eat cheesecake as we do it. Now, because it's Timmy's birthday here.
Yes, lovely Timmy who makes all our sound things. Did he make that?
Stevie Wonder, I think, mate.
Timmy is turning 25 today.
Quarter century crisis?
I wouldn't
he doesn't seem to have one. He's the only member of this team who weighed more than me. And he's 6'5", and there's 8 of us on the team.
And I believe he's lost a lot of weight.
I've eaten all his birthday cake.
And I ate some of it.
And he didn't have any because of our fit club.
I ate some of it. Mm-hmm. And it's really good. Cheesecake. But, Katie, coincidental Wednesday, you brought it up with Zara, our friendly facts girl. I've got a coincidence involving Ryan Reynolds, the great Hollywood actor.
So the other day when we were interviewing beautiful Julian Dennison from
Deadpool 2.
Yes, yeah. And Wilder People.
Yeah, the Hunt for the Wilder People. So, yeah, we interviewed him. Well, we'll come back and I'll
you
tell
you. You said you had a coincidence involving you and Ryan Reynolds.
Exactly.
All right.
How's that possible?
We'll find out.
Husey and Kate.
Coincidental Wednesday coming up very soon, but Husey's going to kick us off with his very own coincidence.
Yeah, so we had the young bloke from Deadpool 2 on, Katie, the young New Zealander.
Julian,
15-year-old.
Yes,
funny.
Dennison.
Yeah, so we had him on. We interviewed him the other day, and he was talking about Ryan Reynolds, who is the...
He's just adorable. He's as adorable as his character is in The Wilder People.
Mm. So was that Monday? I think it might have been. Was it Monday or Tuesday? Monday, I can't
remember.
Monday. It was
Monday.
But you told us when he said this about Ryan Reynolds. Mm. Or you said
that. Is there anything that you can dish some dirt on Ryan Reynolds? Take him
I'm
down!
Not... no, actually, there's nothing wrong with him. He's like Ken from Barbie, you know, perfect.
Well, then you told us that you had a coincidence involving you and Ryan Reynolds.
Well, not really me and Ryan Reynolds, but a man and Ryan Reynolds. So the day before, so that's Monday. So Sunday morning, it's footy. So it's my son plays in the under nines.
Right.
And I do the ref/umpiring duties every second week. So I'm
so
out there.
So you can favour Raf.
Absolutely, and I do favour him. Yes, I'll give him a free.
And Husey has contempt for my husband for not favouring his children.
Well, I don't favour him too much.
Peter's really hard on his children.
If there's one that's a grey area, it'll go to him and hopefully he'll kick it.
Lovely.
Kick it
so, all right.
Anyway,
so Sunday.
But Sunday was not my turn. I said I was happy to do it because, you know, I'm happy to get in there. But no, it was another guy's turn who'd been doing it alternate weeks to me. And coincidences, his last name is Hughes as well.
Oh.
So it's another Hughes.
It's Coincidental Wednesday.
So he puts the top on to do the volunteer umpiring, and then he goes to me. I didn't really know this guy. He goes, I don't know him at all. He goes to me. He said, "Do you know Bill Burr?" And I'm like, "Well, I know of Bill Burr. He's
an American comedian,
very funny comedian. I think I've never met him, but I know him. He's very funny."
Mm-hmm.
And then this guy, this umpire, this ref umpire guy, you know, who I share duties with, says, "I just cast him in a movie." I'm like, what? You just cast Bill Burr in a movie? I had no idea. Was it really?
What?
He said, well, I said, what movie did you cast him in? He said, the Hitman's Bodyguard 2. He said, the Hitman's Bodyguard 2. I've sort of heard of it.
I said, was there a Hitman's Bodyguard 1?
Yes, there was. And guess what? It was starring Ryan Reynolds. And this guy was the director of it.
What?
And he's about to direct the Hitman's Bodyguard 2, also starring Ryan Reynolds and many other and Samuel L. Jackson, many other massive Hollywood stars.
What? And you were playing footy on the kids' footy field
with him? He's me. I'm sharing ref umpiring duties with this guy. I said, I said, excuse my ignorance, but who are you? He goes, my name's Patrick Hughes. I said, all right. He goes, I'm a director. I said, what have you directed? He said, I directed The Hitman's Bodyguard 1, which was spent 3 weeks number one.
What?
At the American box office, and he's about to now head off to the Amalfi Coast to direct Hitman's Bodyguard 2 with Ryan Reynolds and all those other bloody superstars.
Were you still in bed dreaming all this?
No, I wasn't.
Well, in that case, it's a coincidental Wednesday.
It's Coincidental Wednesday.
I said to him, can I have your phone number? He goes, yes. So I will ring him at some point.
Yes, and say congratulations.
This bloody Aussie's doing things all over the world. Didn't even know about it.
Well,
I didn't know about it. Did you?
No, not about him in particular. But I did. I was familiar with the concept of Aussies doing things all over the world.
Yeah, I know that, but you never know. They just pop up around the corner.
Yeah, true. We're very successful, really, aren't we?
Crazy. Absolutely crazy.
All right, coincidental Wednesday.
He also directed The Expendables 3.
What?
Yes. Director of The Expendables 3 with Sylvester Stallone and all those.
And
Arnold Schwarzenegger and all those guys.
That's coincidental because there was also an Expendables 1 and 2.
He didn't direct those.
We'll do it with you guys next. It's Hughie and Kate.
Hughie and Kate catch up.
Yes, good afternoon. If you are just joining us, Hughie and Kate here, driving you home this afternoon. If you are just joining us, you wouldn't have heard that Hughie has adopted a dog.
Yeah, Bubbles.
Yes.
Bubbles that
Bubbles on your show last night.
Met on Hughie, we have a problem. And
she was supposed to be adopted by someone else who then changed her mind.
Well, that person was in Brisbane.
Yeah, it doesn't matter. The fact is that you are now adopting Bubbles.
Yeah, you know what? And my... Blowing Bubbles. I can't understand the rest of it. Now, my sister-in-law thinks that Bubbles...
Selena.
Yeah, Selena reckons Bubbles looks like a celebrity, and that celebrity is Angela Lansbury. So...
Oh, she does too. Murder, She Wrote.
Yeah, so Bubbles, I'm going to have a celebrity look-alike dog in our household.
Oh, well played, Selena, wife.
Yes, yeah, Selena's not my wife. Selena's Tim's wife.
But she's Holly wife's sister.
That's true.
So she's...
But Holly's
Selena
last
wife.
Name is not wife.
No, so. Her name is Ife.
Yeah, but people...
That's why she's Holly
some
wife.
People think her last name is wife because you say it.
But she says it's like knife without the KN.
That's what she says.
Yep.
She doesn't say it's like wife.
We were going to do
W.
that, remember? How the ludicrous things that people... The way people describe
yes.
their names.
Yeah, we should do that one day.
But right now we're going to do Coincidental Wednesday.
We're going to do that now. Come back with it.
Yeah, come back.
We're going to come back with it.
Yeah. 13, 10, 60. I can't wait.
No, we're coming back with it.
All right.
13, 10, 60, if you want to play.
You've got a coincidence.
Yeah, absolutely.
Hughie and Kate.
It's Hughie and Kate driving you home this afternoon.
Hi, I'm Christian.
No way. My name's Christian too. What a coincidence.
It's Coincidental Wednesday.
So we love coincidences on Wednesday.
Yes, and sometimes you have something that happens to you and you just want to share it with people. It doesn't have to be the most massive thing in the world.
Yeah, but
your wife's called. She said you do that all the time.
You can make happy. You make people happy with things no matter what. It's not what you've got, it's what you make of what you've got.
Oh, she's still on the line. She said incorrect.
She didn't even ring. So
she did.
She's too busy at home being happy to ring at this station. Not that you
She's
can...
not happy, I believe, about you being away on Mother's Day.
We'll talk about that later
we
in the week.
We shall.
Now, Franca, you have a coincidence. Is that right?
Yes, I do, Hughie and Kate. A few weeks ago, you had a freaky fact. You had a young man on the show that was talking about the reasoning behind the monkey being culled from Friends, the TV series.
Oh, yeah, well, yes.
We got an audio of it.
Right.
Audio,
right. Here it is.
Marcel the monkey was fired from the TV show Friends because of his nasty habit of vomiting live worms and throwing feces.
Ooh, yeah, that's enough.
Very bad habit.
It's enough to get you off the set of Friends.
But I'm just happy we've revisited Alex.
Yep. So what's the coincidence, Franca?
Well, I happen to be walking in at home and my daughter is watching all the current... watching the episodes of Friends, the back episodes.
Oh, yes.
And, you know, I walk and the monkey's on the screen while she's watching the episodes and I just sort of freaked out.
That's and you just heard it. It's Coincidental
Wednesday. That's a show that...
That's delicious. That's a delicious coincidence.
And that show ceased production probably 20 years ago. Crazy.
It is on all the time.
It's reruns, but then...
Yes, but to walk in
I get it.
Of all
I'm
the
happy.
Gin joints in all the world, Franca.
Yeah, exactly. Now, Mason, we believe you're a young person. Is that right?
Yes.
How old are you?
And you've had me before.
Have we, Mason?
Freaky Friday.
You've been on Freaky Friday.
Yes.
Freaky Facts, have you? Or Freaky Friday.
Or Forky
Friday.
Or Forky Friday.
Forky Friday,
sorry.
Yes.
Really, Mason? You're all over us.
Yeah, well, what is
And now you believe you have a coincidence.
Mm. What is it?
My name is Mason and my doctor's name is Dr. Mason and I live on Mason's Road.
Yeah.
Oh.
It's Coincidental Wednesday.
And when you grow up, Mason, you need to become a Freemason or a stonemason.
I was going to do those jokes, but I decided not to.
Yeah.
I probably would have done them if you hadn't
Why
done them first.
You?
I was going to do them.
Yeah, of course.
But then you got in. Can't you be a Mason? Not, do you have to be a Freemason? Can you just
no,
be
you
a
call
Mason?
Yourself a Mason. People say I'm a Mason.
Why
do
you just go with
a
that?
Freemason.
Just go with it, Mason. Why did you have to say Freemason?
Because they are Freemasons.
But they call themselves Masons.
Yeah. Hi, my grandfather was a Mason.
He was a Mason.
Say. In fact, a friend of mine, his grandpa died, and when I went over to help him empty the house, he had a whole cupboard full of his Mason stuff.
Yeah.
Some beautiful little, like, suitcase, like little ports with sashes in them and stuff. And I found the book of, like, Mason activities in which, like, every fourth word was dot, dot, dotted out.
Oh, it was redacted.
Yes, it was redacted but with dots.
I love
and so it would say things like, hop on the back of the G.
And you'd only know if you were a Mason what the words. Yeah, well, there you go. Well, thank you. Our Mason, who's not a Mason, but he might
Hello,
become a Mason.
Asia.
Hi.
What's your coincidence?
My coincidence is, unknown to me, my brother went to see a movie on the other side of town.
We're going to have to go back to you, Asia. I want to know that
you. Phone's no good.
It's not a great line. Lucy, what have we got?
Hello, Lucy.
Hi, Hughesy. Hi, Kay. How are you?
We're good, and you've got a better line. Lucy, good line, yeah. Lucy, I call you.
Or I call you Delicious Lucy.
Oh, I've been on Forky Friday as well.
Right, what's your name? It's coincidental.
It's the coincidence, you idiot. It's all part of the coincidence.
That's not the coincidence.
That's part of the coincidence en route to another one.
All right, well.
Yeah. Okay, so I've got a colleague. First of all, we both have the same birthday, we found out. And then her name is Annie. My name is Lucy. I've got a dog called Annie.
Hang on,
and
sorry.
Dog called Lucy.
Because Kate
got the same. No, I understand it. So your colleague's called Annie. You're called Lucy. Yep. She's got a dog called Lucy. You've got a dog called Annie.
That's and you've got the same birth date.
Yes.
That's the coincidence of the week. It's
that's not more than Mason having a doctor called Mason and living on Mason's Road.
All right. So this is
you can't make them compete.
No, I'm not. I'm sorry.
Do you know what you're like, Lucy? Yes. You and Annie are like all those comparisons with Kennedy and Lincoln. Have you read those?
Yes, those
creepy
conspiracy stuff.
Where Lincoln was shot by a man called Kennedy and ran into a theater.
And Kennedy was shot by a man called Lincoln.
Our versions of the computer.
Kennedy was shot by a man called Lee Harvey Oswald.
Hang on.
I know that much. I don't know a lot of history, but I know that much.
It's Hughesy and Kate driving you
Who
home.
Are they with?
Who knows?
Who's it with, Lucy, before you go?
Google
help
it.
Me.
Google
help
it.
Help me, Lucy.
Google it, but pull over first.
Hughesy and Kate.
Hughesy and Kate driving you home this afternoon. That's pretty much it from us this afternoon.
Googling Lincoln assassinated.
Oh, please. Now, look, Katie.
Even Jackson.
Well, if you're going to Google that, I'm going to mention my TV show one more time, all right? Tonight, after MasterChef, brand new episode. It's the last one of the series, Hughesy, We Have a Problem. Kate Langbrook's been a star on the show and all her appearances. Tonight, Luke McGregor, Pete Hallier, Susie Youssef, Poe, Danny Green's on. Seriously.
I'm just having that before your show comes on tonight so I can enjoy it fresh.
I've not had any
of
this attitude.
You know, I love your show.
Yeah, well, I don't need this attitude. There's some cynical, too cool for school attitude right at the death. I don't need that from you.
Is it the death?
Well, the death
Speaking of which,
the show will be back.
Abraham Lincoln was assassinated by John Wilkes Booth while attending a play at Ford's Theatre. And then I think, was Booth shot by someone called...
Unless you're reading this out directly, we don't care. All right?
No.
So we're not speculating.
You know what I would
that?
Like to do, actually, on this note? What's our number,
131060.
I'd like people to call who are not going to be looked after on Mother's Day. Who are mothers and whose partners, for instance, like, let me think of an example. Here's one. That Holly, your wife, who looks after your three children and birthed those very progeny, is going to be left on her own on Mother's Day while you are in Singapore.
Yeah, providing, you know, working. And so for all
and the... no doubt parting it at a very famous Singapore institution called Four Floors of Stores. Anyway, what's that number, Jack? Give us a call now. We're going to discuss it later, but I just want to see how many people are out there.
And we will look after you, all right? If you give us a call, 13, you get 10, on 60, air, we will look after you.
Neglected on Mother's Day, call us.
We want to hear from you. But hey, if you missed any of the show, you can podcast it right now. HughesyandKate.com.au.
One more time, if you're going to be neglected on Mother's Day, call 13 10 60 right now. Or you know someone who's going to be neglected on Mother's Day. What's the number? One more time.
13 10 60. Don't forget, we've got free stuff for you as well. Mm. Give us a call. We'll see you tomorrow. Don't forget, Husey, we have a problem tonight.
Booth was assassinated by someone.
Oh, bye-bye.
For Skechers, the perfect mix of comfort and style. There's a shoe for everyone.